こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目。おととい、ユニコードが2019年絵文字リストを発表し、今年の4月頃からスマホなどの電子機器に追加が開始される230個の新しい絵文字が公開されました。新しい絵文字には、義足や義手、車椅子、白い杖、補聴器、補助犬など、障害に関するものが追加されたほか、生理を表す血の絵文字が追加され、話題を呼んでいます。絵文字が大幅に追加されるのは、2014年以降6回目となり、合計で3053個になります。
On Tuesday, Unicode published their 2019 list of emojis, which includes 230 new ones, which will be released in April.New emojis include disability-related images, such as artificial legs and arms, a wheelchair, a white cane, hearing aids, and seeing eye dogs, as well as a drop of blood representing menstrual blood. This is the sixth major addition of emojis since 2014, bringing the total to 3,053.
So, 見た? Emoji. ベロ噛んじゃった。
Which?新しい
リスト、あのね、まあ大半はあのカップルの絵文字なんだよね。今までもあったんだけど、人が二人こう並んで手つないでる、
うん、
それのこういろんな組み合わせ、髪の色と肌の色と、
うん、
それが結構
like natural combinations or do they have like pink hair and green hair?
No. なんか赤毛の肌黄色い二人と髪黒いの女子と例えば髪が灰色の男子とかなんかとにかくこう、mm. いろんな組み合わせ。
Do they have like a neutral?
Neutral
like
は黄色でしょ。
A racially and gender neutral.
ああどうだろうね。まあうん分からん。あとは、mm. あのまあ、車椅子もそうだ。白い杖で歩いてる人の。絵文字ももちろんいろんな髪の色とかいろんな人種で選べるようになってるから、
うん
まあ、それで結構数を稼いでる感はちょっとあるんだけど、あとはあくびしてる顔の絵文字、
うん、
そういえばなかったよね。眠いのはあったけど
The Z's?
Yeah. Z とあとあの鼻からさこうプーって
the balloon one?
うん出てるバボーが出てるやつあるよ今も、
huh.
あと追加されたのはあの怠け者とかスカンクとかちょっとした動物と、まあ、あと食べ物とかあとあの工事現場の人が着てるようなオレンジのベストあの光るやつ蛍光のやつとか、まあ、いろんなのが追加されてるんだけど、まあ、一番話題を呼んでるのはこの血の血の生理絵文字
What does it look like?Is it?
血がこうタラリーンってなってる。あの、
so、
今も
just a
こういう、うん、ドロップレットって青いのはあるじゃん、水みたいな。それの赤いバージョンみたいな感じ。
How do we know that it's menstrual blood?
ちょっとね、ドロッとしてんの。見た目が。
But it's just blood, right? It could be used for non-menstrual related topics.
あ、そうね。普通の、
right?
うん、普通に血の話題でも使えるんだけど、ただなんでこれが生理ってわかるかっていうと、これ署名で5万5000人ぐらいがあの生理の絵文字を作ってくださいっていうので、mm. でできたものなんだよね。
Is there a regular blood droplet one? Or that's... They didn't have a normal blood droplet?
No. No.
Hmm.
So, まあ今生理なんだっていう時にこれを使うかどうかまあわかんないけど
まあ一応あるよ。I feel like there could be a betterSymbol of menstruation. Then、
hmm.
I don't know. Are there other menstruation or period related emojis, or is this the only
no,
one?
No, this is the only one.
And it's fairly ambiguous, though, right?
Womb と ovary のこういうのとかでもよかったかもしれないけどね。
Hmm.
まあそれだと別に生理っていう。ことだけではないけど。
Do they have any space emojis?
あるよ。あの、新しく追加された中にも土星みたいな、こう、リングがついてる惑星の絵文字があるし。
Is it Saturn?
I think so. Looks like it.
Do they have other planets or just Saturn?
Planets あったっけ？あの、地球はあるけど。地球はあるよね、普通に。
Well, I hope so.
あの、ロケットとかもあるよ、確か。ちょっとね、絵文字ありすぎてもう何が何だか、あと DNA とかバクテリアみたいなやつもあるよね、確か。
But shouldn't you have every planet in the solar system at least?
I don't know.
At least. That's like 基本。
だってこれが追加されて全部で3053個だからね、こう、なんていうんだろう、何の絵文字があって何の絵文字がないのかもうもはやわかんない。でも恐竜の絵文字あるよね、私よく使うんだけど、それ。知ってる？恐竜の絵文字結構かわいいよ。
I think I've seen it. I want more space emojis.
あとね、ユニコーンもあるよ。私よく宇宙人の顔も使うね。だこんだけあるとさ、やっぱ、ほとんど使ってない。
I think they need more. are people really gonna scroll through and find, like, it just needs to be search based, right? Or like suggestion based.
まあ今もそうだよね。文字を打つとサジェストしてく
る。Why can't you just have a billion emojis?
I guess.
The modern hieroglyphics.
この中でさ、ほぼ使われてないやつのランキングみたいの見たいよね。
なんか
世界中で、いや、I don't know. I just want it. 世界中でもうほとんど使う人がいない。絵文字のナンバーワンこれみたいな。そうそう。
The rarest emoji.
そう。で、もう一個話題になってたのは、この人差し指と親指で少しだけっていうのを示すジェスチャーの手の絵文字があって、それがまあ、男性器がちっちゃいっていうのを表すための絵文字なんじゃないかみたいな感じで、ネットではネタにはなってた。こんぐらいの大きさみたいな。
I guess, is there a hugepenis emoji as well? You can't just have the small penis emoji.
でもみんなナスの絵文字使うじゃん、それは。
But that's not a...
チンコの代わり。
That's not a statement about size.
But it's definitely not small.
You don't
<Right?
S 1> know. How do you know?
だってナスだよ。まあちっちゃいナスもあるけどさ。
Right?、
うん、でもこの指で指し示すほどはちっちゃくないよ。
Who's calling it a small penis emoji?
なんかネットの人たち。
バディシェーミング。
あと新しく追加された中に斧の絵文字とかもあって。斧の絵文字って使うときあるかな。あとあのシェーブする、あの何、男の人のヒゲを剃るためのこう二つ折りになる昔からあるシェーバーみたいなあるじゃん。
What's that?
あの床屋さんとかで使うようなこうポペコンって出す剃るやつ、スイニートッドで出てくるようなやつ。
ああ、
それの絵文字も追加されてる。
It's like a single blade.
そうそうそう。まあ不思議だよね。
Where do you think this is going? They're never gonna reduce it, right? What if next year they announce they're removing? 10% of the emojis. We had some emoji bloat.
ね、だからこれ一回追加してさ、あまりにも誰も使ってないから消しますみたいなのは聞いたことないもんね。一回追加したらもうそのまま一生残るわけなのかね。よくわからん。
I think it'll only go up.
絵文字あんま使わないでしょ？
Not yet.
Not yet?
I
今さら？
No, I did use one.Recently.
Okay.
か病気の、
like、
病人。
あのマスクしてるやつ。
I think is that the one I used? I used one of them.
Okay.
When I posted on our.
Ah, okay. Twitter. そっか。
But
普段の会話では使わないもんね、マイケル。
I still like typing the faces.
You know? 顔文字ってやると出てくるやつ、
yeah. I like、I like 顔文字 better、I feel like、it's more expressive. I feel like even if you're using like you know, hyphen, underscore, yeah. open bracket, you know, all, whatever your...
I feel like Michael が私に顔文字つけてくるときは、大体あの、コロンに棒のスラッシュ。
うん。なんか。それ超使える。
そう。それ一番多い気がする。
There's no words for that, but that face nails it perfectly, right?
そうだね。なんかちょっと悲しいみたいな時とか困ってるみたいな時とかね。マイケルといえばあれって感じ、私の中では。もっと可愛いの使ってくれてもいいんだよ。猫とか、ハートとか。
You can't really draw 猫 with the old characters, can you?
あ、できるよ。
Can you? You know how?
うん。こういうのがあるから。この猫の口みたいなのを表す、
mm.
なんかギリシャ文字みたいな、だそれ使えばできるよ、mm. 次、マットレスファームが出資しワンポールが行ったアメリカ在住のカップル2000組を対象にした調査で、新しい恋人とコンフォートゾーンに到達するまでに平均7ヶ月半かかることが分かりました。コンフォートゾーンに到達している印としては、自分が病気の時に世話をしてもらう、ノーメイクで過ごす、恋人の前で泣く、恋人の隣でいびきをかいて寝る、恋人の家でシャワーを浴びる、トイレのドアを開けっぱなしで用を足す、ヒゲや足の毛を剃らないなどが挙げられました。
According to a survey conducted by One Poll on behalf of mattress firm involving 2,000 couples in the U.S., It takes 7 months for relationships to reach what they call, or what they are calling, the comfort zone. Indicators that your relationship has entered the comfort zone include the following. Your partner caring for you when you are sick, not wearing makeup, crying in front of each other, snoring, showering at each other's places, using the bathroom with the door open, and not shaving.
So...まあ病気の時に世話をしてもらうっていうのもそうなんだけど、多分こう、まあ吐いたりとかだよね。
うん。
その様子を見られてるみたいな。とかっていうのはまあ、コンフォートゾーン。まあ日本語だと、コンフォートゾーンってあんまり言いようがないんだけど、まあ、なんて言えばいいんだろうね。心地いいゾーン。
Well, まあリラックスして、こう。落ち着いてる around the other person, right?
そうね。だから何かを気にしたりとか、
mm.
あの、ああ、違う、どう思ってるかな、こんなことしたら嫌われちゃうかなとかっていうのを心配しなくてもいいゾーンっていう感じ。
Do you think people just stop caring after around 7 months? Is that part of it?
Stop caring まではいかないけど、まあもういいだろうみたいな。
You're definitely caring less, right? That's a hugepart of how this works.
そうだね。トイレのドアを開けっぱなしで用を足すとかも結構すごいと思うけど、でもリゾートとか行くとこう良くない？あのトイレのドアとか壁がもうガラスみたいになってて、全部見えてるわけじゃないんだけど、もう音とか全然聞こえちゃうみたいな。そういうのとか何回も行ってるともう慣れてきちゃって何とも思わなくなっちゃう。
Yeah, some people, I guess.Are really self-conscious about sounds they make on the toilet or being seen without makeup, being seen unshaven.
Yeah. そうね。まあ snoring とかもそうだしね。Farting.
Farting is not on this list, huh?
It actually, yeah. あのね、おならは6ヶ月と25日。結構早くない？
huh.
思ったより。
Does 7 months sound right to you? Does that sound like around when?
まあそうだね。
You settle in.
そうだね。私は今の夫と付き合って半年で he said he loved me。半年ぐらいでまあ I love you ってもう言ってもいいかなみたいな。だから確かにそこからもうちょっと時間経って、まあもう、
comfort zone.
うん、なんかそんなにね、気取っててもしょうがないかみたいな感じにはだんだんなっていくよね、まあ。
Do you think you can overdo it, the comfort zone? You
know, oh yeah.
It's a dangerous game, right? The comfort
yeah,
zone.
Yeah.
Because you might feel comfortable, but that might start to irritate the other person. Like, it's kind of cute at first, but...
irritate までいかなくても、やっぱりちょっと、まあ、出産して、そこでちょっと変わるよね。てか、妊娠して、すごい変わるよね。やっぱりこう、毎日シャワー浴びるとかがもうできない。もうお腹大きくなってきて苦しいし、だから別に何日かシャワー浴びてないとかさ、とか、変な話、妊娠してたら、なんか、おならが出ちゃうみたいな時あるわけ。重さでなんか、我慢できないというか、プーってなっちゃうみたいな。
If you're, once you're pregnant, I hope you're well in the comfort zone.
そうそうそうそう。そうなんだけど、だからそういうのとかも、もう不可抗力というかどうしようもない、だから付き合ってる時とか妊娠する前だったら絶対やらないことをもうやっちゃうとか仕方ないとか、なんかそういうのはあるよね。
How do you think this information can be converted into advice for people that haven't yet reached the comfort zone?
Advice? I don't know but 例えば私の友達でもう彼氏が起きる前から起きてメイクしてる子がいたのね、だからもう彼氏は自分のメイクした姿しか見たことない。だから彼氏は毎回起きたらもう彼女はメイク終わってる、そういうのはなんか大変そうだなと思うけど、だから彼はコンフォートゾーンにいるかもしれないけど彼女はいないわけじゃん。なんかお互いでちょっと差がある場合もあるよね、そういう。
How fake do you think people are, you know, before that 7 months has passed? I mean,
まあ、fake っていうか、
but it is,
気を使ってるってことだよね。
Yeah, but it's like,
まあ、
it requires an agenda backed with...You know, your intent and willpower、to overcome the person that you would otherwise be in, you know, the comfortable person you'd otherwise be, right? Like, you can, I would be way more comfortable if I didn't have to worry about doing all these things to impress this person.
Right.
You know, like when you really like someone and they're like coming over to your house and you're not anywhere near the comfort zone, you are cleaning like...A total OCD maniac.
Yeah, you know, but then at the same time, like, 例えばメイクとかも、最初のデートでメイクしてなかったら、コンフォータブルじゃないじゃん、むしろ。逆に。ああ、初めてのデートなのにすっぴんできちゃったみたいなさ。なんか、むしろ心地悪いじゃん。だから、そこから逆転してメイクしてない状態が心地いいところまで行くには、やっぱりちょっと時間かかるんじゃない、しょっぱなからそんなさ、だって、だらーっとして、もう すっぴんスウェットみたいな。なんか
But it's
それはそれでちょっと心地よくはないじゃん。
But your actions are, you're taking those actions because of, you know, the judgment of other people.
Right.
Which is the opposite of comfort, right? So like you feel comfortable, right? So like you wouldn't feel comfortable unless you put the makeup on, right? Yeah, so that's the point, You're uncomfortable, and so you have to act、
right.
for the sake of, you know, someone else to make yourself、be comfortable, right? And then、slowly that wears off、and you're comfortable, you know, in flip-flops and sweatpants and no、makeup and, you know, you're not,、you know, working out all the time or anything.
I never really reached my maximum comfort zone with my ex-boyfriends, now that、I think about it.
Well, maximum comfort zone is like way, way out there, right?
Yeah, 今みたい、こういうこと。You can see me now, こういうこと。
Are there couples out there that are more comfortable in their relationship than you are in yours? Or do you think...
Oh, I'm sure.
You're pretty... There's couples that are just like so deep in that comfort zone. Like they could not disgust each other or turn each other off no matter how hard they tried.
それそういう人もいるよね。でもきっとね、すごいよね。もう何してもみたいな。
I've heard, I mean, I've heard of someone saying like, you know, I want to like, I love him so much, I just want to like, watch him shit. It's just like, It doesn't compute, but it's a statement about the comfort level. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it might be going a little bit further than that, but it's at least the comfort level, right?
Yeah. I guess.
I don't For really, her. I don't know yeah. how comfortable he would be with that kind of statement.
Right,
but.
Right. あの、このどれぐらい時間かかるかっていうのが、この、なんていうの、アクティビティごとに、あの、mm. 計算されていて、例えば、家の中で裸で歩き回るのは6ヶ月18日。Mm. 生理の話をするのは6ヶ月13日。あと、一緒に旅行に行くのは7ヶ月と7日とか。
It takes that long for that one?
ね、私もっと早く行っちゃったかな。
Right?、うん、And I felt the same way about showering at other people's places. I didn't know that was such an intimate thing.
ね、私も。ただでも確かに、あの、男性はあんまりないかもしれないけど、女性は、あの、髪の毛をやるものがないとか、そのドライヤーが彼の家にないとか、なんか髪を巻きたくても、こう巻くもんがないとかだと、うん、とかメイクのもの持ってきてないとかだったら、uh-huh. 全部洗っちゃったらもうなんか、
And then you enter the other discomfort zone, like not having makeup.
So, like, a little, it's connected, right?
yeah, it's connected to the other ones.
まあ、それはちょっとあるのかなとか思ったけど。でもね、このサーベイによると、セックスも4ヶ月17日なの。結構、スローだよね。まあ、これ、
it's interesting.
平均だから、
yeah.
平均だから、まあ、すごい、ね、アメリカだから、例えば、Virgin, あの何アプセネンスしてる人と か, だか結婚までセックスしませんでしたみたいな人が中に入ってると、mm. まあ一気に平均値が大きくなっちゃうから、まあ、それもあると思うけど
Right I guess religion would recommend that you enter the comfort zone first and then have sex
Yeah
But I guess
well,
But sort of are the
いやでもどうかねだって
一緒に well,
だでもだって You don't live together right before getting married SoYou will never really take off your makeup or you don't really use...
Maybe you're just getting married before you go into the comfort zone.
うん、じゃない?本当にすごい信心深い人は。だからまだこうちょっとマスクした状態のまま結婚して、そっから始まるって感じだよね、逆に。うちらみたいな人はもうだって、最初にセックスって言ったらおかしい。でも最初にそれが来るでしょだって。
I don't know about
that. だってさ、そのシャワーを浴びるとか、いびきをかくとかの前に、どう考えてもセックスが来るじゃん。
同時に。I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I guess. I mean, there's certainly in our generation...And I guess more liberal and secular circles of people, they don't have any sort of comfort zone requirements for engaging in sexual intercourse, even though it's nudity, risk of STDs, risk of making children, on and on and on. It's pretty much just a casual... I mean, it wouldn't even be inaccurate to call it a recreational activity for most young people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that it's without hanging out. There's social interaction, but that can be recreational too.
Yeah. しかもこういうのって普通どうとかってないもんね。その人がいるコミュニティによって全然違うじゃん。なんか、なんだろう3回目ぐらいのデートでもうセックスするのが普通っていう人もいれば、信じられないみたいな人もいるわけで、なんかこう、差が激しいよね。だから、ただでもコミュニティの中で一応シェアされてるか、自分と自分の友達にとってはもうそれが当然みたいなのはあるわけじゃん。
What do you think is healthiest? Do you think that you're...
It's up to you, right? I mean...女の人は特にこう、
it can't be.
なんか例えば、
people don't know. You can say it's up to you, but we're all ignorant.
でも例えばよくあるのはその 何が自分が求めているのかをよく分かんない、考えないで行動に移すと後で辛い目に遭うわけじゃん。例えばこの人と付き合いたいと思ってる、もう彼氏彼女になりたいと思ってる、
うん、
だけどあっちがどう思ってるのかを確認せずに、例えば最初のデートでもうセックスしちゃうとかってなって、うん、後々にあ彼は別に彼女が欲しかったわけじゃないんだ、単純にセックスしたかっただけなんだってなって、
うん、
あじゃあいいかって思える人は別にいいと思うんだけど、もうそこでめっちゃ泣いたりとか、うん、あひどいみたいななっちゃうんだったら絶対最初のデートでやんない方がいいとかさ、そのなんか自分次第だよね、うん、ただそこをなんかあんまり見極められない人が多いから揉めるみたいなそれはよくある気がする。
People are definitely different. Personally, I think you should go on several dates before engaging in sexual intercourse. Probably, you know, it's fine to go 3, 4, 5 more dates. I think if you have sex earlier than that, then it's either a miracle and love at first sight and the greatest.
Yeah.
It's some sort of amazing phenomenon, or it's just someone's just trying to have sex, which is what.
Yeah. 本当に私は若い時はもう少女の時はデート行っても、まあ、少女だし絶対やりたくないじゃん。言いたそうだしとか。だから普通に半年付き合って全然何もしないとかは全然あったし、それで待ってくれてる人の方がいいじゃん、魅力的じゃん、だからそれが普通だったけど、まあ、そうじゃなくなってからはそうね、3、4回デート行ったらって感じか。
It seems to me like casual attitudes around sex are inherently tied to sort of this objectifying and what would you call it, hedonistic sort of a, I don't know, it's a very short term kind of a...
あとなんかちょっと私はそこが男の人っぽい面があるというか、そのやっちゃうともうその人に対する自分の気持ちが分かなくなっちゃうんだよね、
うん、
もうなんかやった相手としか見れなくなっちゃうというか、reduce されちゃうみたいな、ちょっと、うん、でもうその人のことを真剣に捉えられなくなっちゃうから、なんかあこの人好きになりそうかなって思ったらあんまりすぐやりたくない、なんかすぐやっちゃうともうただのやった相手として。
Well, I think that's smart. If you do it right away, then both parties are going to assume that the other person tends to do it right away and just isn't very serious or whatever.
そうだね。で今の夫もそうだったもん、最初。だからやりたいんだよ、めちゃくちゃ。やりたいけど、ちょっと時間置くみたいな。
It's weird to think how it's totally unmanageable, you know, this whole aspect of human interaction and just life. And it varies so much from generation to generation. And it has so much to do with, you know, what sort of families are formed and what sort of humans people end up making.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's heavy stuff.
Yeah, and it's...そうね、だから人にアドバイスとかできるもんでもないしね。
Well, it seems like maybe you should wait 7 months before
farting
or not shaving your legs.
Also, ここにはないけどその鍵をもらうっていうのもあるよね、いつ頃を渡すかみたいな。 I think my husband, when we were dating, he gave it to me fairly early onout of convenience. でもそれもさ、こう場合によっては危ないじゃん、
mm-hmm.
こう来てほしくないのにずっと居座ることになっちゃったりとかさ、mm-hmm. だからね、こうバランス考えてから行動しないと。
You know, I think we're still from the a more classic and old-fashioned、
mm-hmm.
time for dating.
Yeah.
Where you met people in person or through right. friends and
yeah.
you kind of had these implied systems for how to negotiate relationships. But all the young kids now are on these weird swipe left, swipe right, or whatever.
Well, my brother-in-law met his wife on Tinder, and we have another couple, like our friends, that they met on Tinder. And, まあ一応でも、なんだろう、Tinder で会ったけど、その後はあんまり変わんない感じだったけどね、外から見てる限りは。特に。It's just like blind date.
But didn't they just drop into Tinder like late? They weren't inundated in Tinderism and the swiping from the get-go. I'm talking about, you know, the next generation.
Yeah.
That's all they'll ever know. There was never dating without these
right.
algorithms.
Yeah, I wonder what that's like.
And we have these, you know, AI decides who's going to meet who and make babies with who.
Right.
Pretty soon, you know, you'll link your 23andMe to your Cupid, whatever website, and they'll serve up genetic compatibilities. And
that's so convenient. Right?
We don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of fallout to all of this. I mean, there's a lot of swiping, but a lot of people are getting rejected and insulted and confused and hurt. And I just can't imagine it ever. Like, how much swiping do you got to do before, you know, the perfect, you know, the woman of your dreams, who you want to marry, or the man of, you know, like, we have fairly high standards. How many people would you just expect intuitively that you'd have to swipe through for to match that person? Just in your imagination, just imagine all the people on, you know, Cupid or Tinder or whatever these things are. Like,
tons, right?
Probably tons. And the more you swipe through, the bigger a sample size, and it kind of becomes this statistical, I don't know, it's weird.
Yep. I still like the, I don't know.
Drop your handkerchief and
just meeting in person. Like, it's like, まあ、Tinder でもそれは同じなのかもしれないけど、なんかその瞬間に Tinder やってなかったら出会わなかった奇跡みたいな。But, you know, なんか、もうたまたまそこにいて、たまたまそこで会ってみたいな。I feel like that's pretty romantic. Right? I mean, you were there when I met my husband.
Are they gonna make, yeah, well, are they gonna make, romantic films about
Tinder?
Dating apps and
actually there's an old movie
what the catfish thing?
Must Love Dogs っていう映画知らない？結構前にでも OK Cupid みたいなサイトで出会う話だよ。
Is it realistic?
I guess なんかそれ犬が好きでこう犬が好きな人がいいですみたいなこと言って出会うみたいな。Yeah.
People who like dogs seem like good people.
Or that, You've Got Mail とかもさ、まあ、あれはちょっと出会い系じゃなかったかもしれないけど、メールでさ、やり取りして、こう、好きになっていって、やっと
会うみたいな感じ。Then there's the catfish documentary, right?
あ、いや、まあまあね、それはちょっとホラー版みたいな感じだけど。
Was that real or was that?
It's real, yeah.
It is real.
It was a documentary, yes.
That's a...There's scary stuff on the internet too.
For sure. 次、海蛇は喉が渇いた時に海水を飲んでいると考えられていましたが、近年の研究で真水しか飲めないことが分かっています。今回、プロスワンに掲載されたフロリダ大学動物学チームによる研究で、海で暮らす海蛇がどうやって真水を飲んでいるのか明らかになりました。研究はコスタリカの海で暮らすセグロ海蛇を対象に行われました。6、7ヶ月続く寒気の後、激しい雨が一気に海に降り注ぐと、海の表面の塩分が薄まって飲める状態になり、海蛇はその部分の水を飲んでいることが分かりました。 99匹の海蛇を捕獲し、研究室で真水を与えた場合、寒気の間に捕獲した個体は 80% が与えられた水を飲んだのに対し、雨季が始まってから捕獲した個体は 13% しか飲まず、海の表面の雨水を飲んで満たされていることが確認できました。
While it had been thought that sea snakes drink seawater when they're thirsty, recent studies have found that they only drink fresh water. A new study published in PLOS ONE by a research team at Florida University. Which university? Is it just Florida?
Florida University.
Florida University has explained how sea snakes living in the ocean drink fresh water. The study focused on the yellow-bellied sea snake, or Hydrophis platurus, living in the ocean near Costa Rica. After a 6 to 7 month drought, heavy rains deposit large amounts of fresh water, diluting the salt on the surface and making it drinkable for sea snakes. The researchers captured 99 sea snakes and gave them fresh water and found that 80% of those captured during a drought would drink the water, while only 13% of those captured during a rainy season would drink, suggesting that sea snakes are drinking rainwater from the surface.
そう、ウミヘビって海中で暮らす唯一の爬虫類で、脊椎動物の中でも最も広範囲に生息する生き物ですって書いてあったよ。
hmm.
面白いよね。まあしょっぱいもんね。まあいくら海に住んでると言っても爬虫類だから、まあ、水を飲みたいということで、このバーって降った時に、あ、今だ、薄まってるぞみたいな感じで、それを急いで飲むみたいな。
They were in the research. They were describing these lenses, and it seems like oftentimes when it rains like this after these droughts, it rains so much, so quickly or so suddenly that the fresh water builds up on the surface. So you.It forms something called a halocline, which is a division between the fresh water and the salt water. And this happens because salt water is denser than fresh water, right? So salt water is quite a bit denser than fresh water. And so the fresh water floats. So actually the rainwater is floating on top.
なんか溜まり水みたいなことだよね、多分ね。
Yeah.
それを飲むみたいな。
In still water, if there aren't waves, this can actually form lenses. Like it's actually like a lens. A convex lens that bends the light that goes through it.
が見てわかるってこと?
So it's more than just... being diluted, there's actually a there can be a clear division between the salt water, the salty brine, I guess, and the fresh water. So if you get stranded on an island, sometimes if the island gets a lot of rain, there will be this sort of freshwater lens that has formed on the island. Now it's underground, so you dig. So if you're stranded on an island and there's no river, then what are you going to do? There's no water, right? You're gonna die. But sometimes if you dig, you can hit that lens of fresh water and you can drink it.
ロストみたいな状態になったら。
Yeah.
Yeah.すごいよね、面白いね。海蛇、スキューバダイビングとかしてるとたまに泳いでるけどね、ピロピロピローンって。
And I think most sea snakes they go to river deltas. They're near the coast to get their fresh water. But this particular sea snake, this Hydrophis platurus, is what is it called? A pelagic, pelagic reptile,
yep.
Or sea snake,
yep.
And it's one of the only pelagic animals in its family. And pelagic comes from an ancient Greek, which means the open sea. So it's one of the only snakes that doesn't go back to the coast to drink water.
Yeah, umihebi is such a strange creature. I mean, somehow if the snake, if you're on the ground and if the snake is kind of flying at you, or flying near you even.
Flying, swimming.
Or like, no, on the ground. If you suddenly find a snake flying, like jumping from the ground, you will freak out. But then when you're underwater and see exactly the same thing, you're like pretty calm. Or at least I am, which is pretty strange, no?
Even though it's flying?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, look.
Well, they're both in like...
And I'm actually happy to see them. But on the ground, it's a different story.
I mean, the same is true. If I saw someone in scuba gear, like flying through the air, like, like, what the hell is going on? Why does he have all that gear on?
I guess.
No? Because it does look weird sometimes. Like scuba diving, you look up and there's someone over above you. You know,
yeah.
You can see like, you see them from below. That doesn't happen very often.
And you can lose people pretty quickly underwater. Like sometimes I'm like, where did my husband go? Like what?
Well, the last time I went scuba diving, I think it was in Chiba. The conditions were so bad.
Oh, 미소시루였다?
Yeah, and so just maybe around 2 meters, you could sort of see, but further than that, like, you could just disappear.
Did it rain the day before?
I don't remember. It might have been after, like, a typhoon or something.
Unlucky, desu ne.
Yeah, it's not super pretty, and...
We went once together in Okinawa, right? On my birthday. That was fun. I want to go to Okinawa. 今日めっちゃ寒くない?だって。
Right now?
Yeah.
Just today.
Or this morning. It was really cold.
The last few days have been really cold. I'm freezing at night. At night, I'm just freezing.
めっちゃ寒いよね。I'm breastfeeding my baby at night. Like multiple times. 寝ながら。だからもうほぼ裸じゃん。めちゃくちゃ寒いからね、普通に。
Your place is well insulated and stuff. You know, my place is like all windows, right?
Yeah.
And it has this
your place,
weak-ass heater that doesn't do anything.
しかもマイケルんちトイレほぼ外みたいな感じだもんね。なんか窓ちゃんと閉まってないし。
I went to Daiso and bought all this like schema tape to try to like improve the insulation. But those...
うまくいった?
The windows are just...
Rattling.
ガタガタ。They don't do anything. So it's...
トイレ一番すごくない?もう外じゃん。
No, the worst is when the... If the breaker flips, right? And the power goes, like I use too much power.
Yeah.
And then it turns off the toilet's seat heater.
Ah.
Yeah.
座った時ヒーってなる?
Turns off and I don't realize it, right?
Yeah.
So like in the morning, I'll go to the bathroom and I think it's warm.
Yeah.
And I just suddenly sit down and like jump into the wall.
やばいね。Do you still go jump into a hot bath?
What do you
despite
mean?
Despite all the warnings that you shouldn't do it?
Yeah, well my water pressure is so low.
シャワーの?
It's too low.
あれってさ、そのシャワーヘッドを変えればいいっていう問題じゃないの? Can't you just change the top? No?
No. I changed it and it got worse.
Oh. Okay.
I changed it to some like misto type of... It's just worse. Because it literally doesn't have enough water pressure to...
もともと?
To activate the heater.
What?
So there's a water heater, right?
Yeah.
The water heater turns off because it thinks that the water is not on.
Eh?
That's how low the water pressure is
eh?
at my apartment.
じゃあどうしてんの? シャワー浴びるとき。
だから I bought the なんかバケツ What is that thing?
何あ風呂桶風呂桶じゃないなんて言うんだっけこういうのまあバケツみたいなやつ
その温泉にあるやつ
はいはい
Yeah
え
So I fill up my bathtub、うん、and I use that to take a shower
シャワーっていうかもはやシャワーじゃないよねだからかけ湯みたいなこと
So I try So the shower works for like A minute and a half And then it'll turn off
Okay
Because the water pressure is too low
What?
And so then I use the bucket thing
Yeah
Sometimes I just have Instead of using the shower I just have it Pouring water into that little bucket
Okay
And thenOnce it fills up with hot water, then I can do this.
かわいそう。
And it's so cold, so.
あの建物古いのかね、すごく。
Yeah.
何年ぐらいの建物か知ってる
?50s or 60s.
Wow, okay.
I think.
なんかあの、ヨーロッパとかだとね、古い建物すごい多いから、シャワーがもうなんか、ちょちょちょしか出ないとかよくあったけど、東京はね、あんまないと思ったけど。
あるよ。
あるんだね。
There's a ton of old places.
冬つらいね。
Yeah.
Yeah. かわいそう。
次。The International Space Station has received a new machine called the In-Space Refabricator, delivered to the ISS on a Northrop Grumman Antares rocket. The refabricator functions as a closed loop, consisting of a plastic recycler, which converts plastic into usable filament,and feeds it into an integrated 3D printer, which then fabricates new objects. The refabricator is unique in that it can directly recycle any previously fabricated tool back into 3D printer filament and print again. To do this, the refabricator utilizes a unique recycling process that enables immediate reuse of the plastic material. Having such a device on board the ISS reduces the storage and production of plastic waste,and enables longer missions as well as eliminating the need for expensive filament deliveries from Earth. The refabricator was developed by Tethers Unlimited and is a single complete unit about the size of a mini fridge.
昨年11月にノースロップ・グラマン・アンタレスロケットを使って国際宇宙ステーションにリファブリケーターと呼ばれる新しい 3D プリンターシステムが届けられましたが、今回 NASA の宇宙飛行士たちによって無事に国際宇宙ステーション内に設置されました。リファブリケーターは使用済みのプラスチックを直にリサイクルしてフィラメントに変えて、それを再利用して新しい物体を作り出すことができる画期的なものです。国際宇宙ステーションで使用することで、使用済みのプラスチックゴミを削減し、保管場所も減らせるほか、宇宙で必要となる材料を減らせるため、長期滞在も可能になり、地球から多額の資金をかけてフィラメントを送る必要もなくなります。リファブリケーターはテザーズ・アンリミテッドによって開発され、小さい冷蔵庫ほどの大きさです。ちっちゃいね。
うん。
だからこれ、作って使ったやつをまたフィラメントに戻すこともできるってことだよね、当然。
うん、
だからもう永久に。永久にではないけど。
Well, that's what the closed loop means. They've had an issue where the plastic material would degrade through the recycling process. And so they had to develop a new recycling process that wouldn't weaken the plastic material too much. And also there are some challenges with doing this in zero gravity, obviously. So
right.
that part's different. I'm not sure specifically how it's different. But they're going to test that. They've had a 3D printer on the International Space Station since 2014, I think. But they had to keep sending more of this filament to feed into it. And that has weight and it takes up space.
Right.
And weight and taking up space are extremely expensive for the International Space Station. So they decided to upgrade it to this closed loop version.
すごいよね。なんかドラえもんのやつみたいじゃない?
Which? Is there some machine in Doraemon?
I don't know.
Just his
but...
pocket?
No, just like, なんかドラえもんが出してくる道具にありそうじゃん。なんかこう永久に、こう新しい材料なしでなんか作れるみたいな。
Well, there is something called the replicator in Star Trek. Which does a similar thing.
Okay.
I think the replicator can just... I think it just makes copies of stuff, though. I don't know if it makes...
Oh.
I mean, it's called the replicator. But I haven't seen enough Star Trek to know exactly
okay.
what it does. There's another device in the in Calvin and Hobbes
oh.
that was called the transmogrifier.
Okay.
And the transmogrifier... was basically is made from a cardboard box that is turned upside down. And so Calvin and Hobbes would go inside the transmogrifier and they could use the transmogrifier to transform themselves into other creatures or oh. objects if they want to.
Okay. So they're the filaments.
I guess. But it's just, you know, the idea of some kind of machine that does some sort of, you know, this machine transforms a piece of plastic shaped like this into a piece of plastic shaped like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of a machine that can take your base constituent materials and assemble that into something else.
Mm.
Instantaneously
hmm.
is something I guess we're making progress towards with
yeah,
this sort of thing.
Yeah. 最近すごいもんね。3D プリンターで作りましたみたいなもの。まあ、いろんな人が持ってるからネットで結構いろんなものも入れるけど。
Their plan for this project is to, I think they're printing the same object 7 times. So they print this thing and then they took the thing they print and put it back in the machine and it turns it into filament and then prints the same thing and they take it out and they put it back into the machine and it breaks it down.
Wait, for the experiment?
Yeah, this is part of their objective with this machine.
Right.
Is that they're going to print the same thing with the same materials, I think 7 times in a row, destroying and then... reconstructing, refabricating
okay.
this plastic object.
That degrades しないってことだもんね。
And they'll compare, you know, a first iteration version with a 7th iteration version. They don't know how zero gravity affects the recycling process or the material properties and stuff.
I see.
So, but it's designed so that it can use any sort of plastic waste on the space station. And a lot of things sent to the space station, like food, for example... is contained in plastic wrapping. And so where they want to get is where you can just take all the plastic wrappers and waste and stuff, all of it, and just shove it in this machine.
すごいね。
And then it can like make something useful out of it
すごいね。
That you would make out of plastic anyways. Sci-fi じゃん。
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Right? And then because you can get so much investment and... there's a situation to drive this innovation on the International Space Station where it would save a lot of money to do
this.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But no one on Earth could see this sort of device having economic feasibility or any viability as a product. Like it would just be way too expensive, the R&D and everything else. And this is how sometimes NASA ends up developing a technology... where it was extremely expensive to develop it and learn what you needed to learn. But once you know those things, then you can scale it back on Earth.
Yeah. まあ、ミリタリーとかもそうだもんね。
So I think maybe eventually, you know, you could just take these, you could take plastic bottles and your plastic trash or whatever, and, you know, people would just drop it off at some... I don't know, at the train station or the supermarket or whatever.
Yeah.
And it could...
Or you could just do it at home.
Well,
isn't that more fun?
Well, I think we want some.
It's like, なんかいらないプラスチックのゴミを入れてガンダムのプラモデルのパーツにするみたいな。家でしかも。
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might, you would have to be able to identify different types of plastic.
Right.
Or the machine would be able, would need to be able to do that. Or we would need to standardize the plastics that we use. I don't think we have much in terms of the standardization of plastics, right?
Like, right.
We're surrounded by all different kinds of plastics that have different compositions and
right.
that makes it harder to instantly recycle it.
So, そっかそっか。小さい冷蔵庫ほどの大きさ。ちっちゃいよね。
What's the ultimate machine, right? What is the machine? Idealistically, we're making our way towards what? What is the machine that we really want? Like, what is this machine 10 years from now, 20 years from now, right?
Hmm.
You know, like in Back to the Future, on the DeLorean, Doc, I think in Back to the Future 3, he installs this little, it looks like a food processor or something on the back of the DeLorean.
Okay.
And it's called like Mr. Fusion. Remember, okay. He like pops the lid off and he throws like, he pours a soda and like throws a banana peel and he like throws all this like garbage.
Hmm.
He literally like went into someone's trash can or something, pulls out a bunch of trash and throws it into the DeLorean. And it uses it as fuel for them to fly back into the future.
Yeah, that's where we're that's where we're going. But yeah, I mean, ね、ゴミをそのまま何かゴミじゃなくなる、ゴミがゴミじゃなくなるわけじゃん。しかもこれなんてもう 100% じゃん。入れたものがそのまま 100% 資源になってまた使えるわけでしょ。何かに分解してとかじゃなくて。
Right? I think you just need energy.
Yeah.
To do it.
Right.
I mean, there might be some loss of material, but I'm not.
Okay.
They didn't mention it if there was any. But you know, we.
It's really cool.
We're really getting to a place where. We can take our imagination and then make it real. So you have some idea, whatever, you know, your idea can be a shape. Like your idea consists of two things. Like what is it made out of and what shape is it? You know, what else do you need to describe something? Not a whole lot else, right? Unless its function isn't a property of its shape, then you might have a problem.
Right.
But like a mug or a wrench or something, or a doll or a figure or anything. And we're already in the world where, you know, kids are like printing toys at home. And then eventually we're just going to have materials. We're going to think more in these terms, I think. Like we're going to have materials. And we're going to be thinking about how to manage those materials. Because this is like a microcosm of basically the kind of thing that we need to start doing on Earth that we aren't.
Yeah.
Right? Because right now we take all of our trash and we put it on ships. And those ships go to like India and like China. And they just... It's... Globalization and the global economy has served as... basically a regulatory loophole for large corporations to operate outside the penalties of their local governments.
Right.
Like globalization is a good thing, but it's also destroying the planet.
Yeah. And like, まあ、日本の大企業も結構やってるからね、そういうことを。
Yeah, and that
バレないしっていうね。
That way of thinking is the exact opposite of what you're permitted to do on the International Space Station.
Right. 次。
Google has begun to open up Google Maps' new augmented reality feature, and some users have posted screenshots of giant floating video game-style arrows showing people which way to go in order to arrive at their destination. Instead of merely using GPS and a compass for navigation, the Google Maps AR feature uses artificial intelligence to compare what is being seen through the camera to existing Street View image data and determine your exact location and orientation. The technology, called a Visual Positioning System, or VPS, by Google, will enable businesses and points of interest to appear in VR, or in AR, as well as rectify a common issue where humans are unsure of which direction to start walking.
Google は Google マップの新しい AR 機能を一部ユーザー向けに公開しました。ビデオゲームのように目の前の光景の中に矢印が出てきてどちらに向かえばいいかわかる仕組みで、試しに使ってみたユーザーたちによってオンライン上に次々とスクリーンショットが投稿されています。従来の GPS と方位地震に加え、今回の AR 機能では人工知能も活用されており、カメラに映る画像とストリートビューのデータを比較して、ユーザーの立ち位置や向いている方向を正確に把握します。この Google の技術は Visual Positioning System VPS と呼ばれ、画面上に企業やレストランなどの目印も表示されるほか、どちらの方向に進めばいいかも的確に教えてくれます。
Yep.
いいね。もう迷子に絶対ならない。まあ今のもね、今も普通にこう向いてる方向を教えてくれるじゃん。あの。
Does it?
うん。
How?
え、あの、丸があってフォーンってこっちあなたこっち向いてますよっていうのが出る。
Oh, you mean using the compass?
そう。
Yeah.
あれがないと私はもう絶対に無理なんだけど、あれがあるからもうかなり迷子になる確率は限りなく 0% になった。
But that compass feature, you know, the little wing って whatever you were.
Yeah.
The little beam.
Yeah.
That comes out of the blue dot, which is where you're supposed to be. First of all, the position of the blue dot is not that accurate in the city. Oftentimes, you could be off by a block.
そうね。あとたまにだけど、確かにその青いのがちょっと逆向いちゃってる時とかあるんだよね。そうすると私みたいにもうそれを 500% 頼っちゃってる人は常に騙されちゃって逆の方向に歩いて
る。And then it gets much worse, right? Because you trusted it. You trusted the wing.Thing, right?
Yeah.
You trusted it and you started walking and then it flips around some other way and now it's like, well, is it telling the truth this time or was it right the first time or then what do you do? You try doing this thing, right? The figure eight trick.
これがあればね、だから本当に頭を使う必要が全くないもんね。
Yeah, pretty much.
もう誰でも見ればわかるっていう。
Well,It would take a lot of thinking to reach the conclusions that it's reaching. It's thinking for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
だから最近思ったのは、一昔前はやっぱり待ち合わせするときに、駅とかで集合してみんなで行ってたじゃん。こうその方が絶対迷子にならないしとか。で、あと、行ったことある人と行ったことない人がいたりとかしたらさ、一緒に行った方がいいみたいな。でも最近って絶対現地集合じゃん。お店とか、なんか別にそんな待ち合わせて一緒に行く意味がないみたいなさ。
You still see people meeting at the stations, but
でも駅で待ち合わせすることなんてある？私もう一回もない最近、ここ何年も。
Well, sometimes it's just like とりあえず駅、because we don't know where we're going.
Oh yeah? ああ、そういうことは行く先が決まってなければね、そうだけど。だから久しぶりにそうだ、私この間あの。清水さんと東大行った時には、その東大に行くのは行けるけど、その中がもうどこの建物に行けばいいか分かんないかったから、駅で待ち合わせさせてもらったんだけど、それがだから本当何年ぶりだったかもしれない。駅で人と待ち合わせるっていう。
Yeah, and people don't really show up early to stuff. Like 10 minutes early was a standard for everything.Right?
そうね。
Or if not more.
But
now it's like, you know so precisely, like, as long as you don't make any big mistakes, you know pretty much exactly when you're going to get somewhere, right? To within 1 or 2 minutes.
Because the trains are so reliable. みんなの時計が同じじゃん。昔さ、その時計しかなかったら、 もしかして友達の時計5分遅れてるかもしれないとか、ちょっとずれてたりするけど、今ってもうみんな確実に同じ時計見てるじゃん。
Or it's totally off and it's just a fashion thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes people's, it doesn't even move.
電池切れてるみたいな。
They, so Google, revealed this whole thing last year in May. At the Google I/O thing. And, they didn't say it was a real, it was going to be a real product or a service or anything. They were just kind of teasing it. And now it looks like it's going to be a real thing. There's some technical things they had to figure out, like the environment changes like season to season, like trees look different, like certain things look different.
Okay. Right?
And part of what the artificial intelligence has to do is figure out which objects are semi-permanent in the scene that it can use as a strong reference.
なるほど。
Right? So if they knock down a building somewhere, or if something changes, then it could throw off the algorithm. So they're training it to figure out what's permanent and what's not, I guess.
なるほど。すごい便利だよね。
Would you use it? It's, you're not, would you be worried about your privacy or?
No, but like, ここまでなくても迷子になんないかなと思う。ちょっともう、今のそのビームでもかなり大丈夫だから。
そ
のわざわざこうカメラ起動して、こうだって、こう持たないといけないわけじゃん。携帯をまっすぐこういうふうに。
But just for a second. So when you have it facing down, it's the normal Google Maps.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you face it up, that shrinks down to the bottom and there's...
Ah,
it asks you,
okay,
like, do you want to enable, like, AR mode or something? And if you tap that, then you get an arrow saying, like, go this way or whatever. One issue is, I'm assuming they're getting all this camera data, obviously, right? They get to see through your phone.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see a bunch of people walking around, streaming. Basically, everyone's phone is gonna turn into a little eyeball for Google.
Right.
Right. So yeah. They're little Google eyeballs, like looking at everything.
Yeah.
And then you can take a machine. A humanoid Terminator style machine, and it can just walk around town like it.
Yeah.
Because this is initially they're using the Google Street View data. But why would you wouldn't keep using that? All the users of your app, when they use Google AR or Google Maps AR, they will become the Google Street View car,
right?
So whenever you're using the AR feature,
yeah.
You're the new Street View car, right? Yeah. Like humans are going to become the car with the weird rotating camera.
Billions of them.
Yeah. And then the AR, the AI is analyzing the physical reality of all these spaces.
Yeah.
You know, so Google could come out with a video game that has like,
actual,
you know, Manhattan down to like a millimeter.
そうだよね。すごいよね。
They would have mapped the entire city, like every inch of it.
ね。
You know, because your camera is telling Google, you know, where the curb is and how high it is, and the next time some little delivery robot shows up, it is just going to step right over that curb, no problem.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy times.
I think the world is filled with sensors now. And the most powerful sensors are our devices.
Yeah.
And these devices are sensors that transmit a lot of information about our environment and also about ourselves. And artificial intelligence is going to be managing all the information from all these sensors because it's just unmanageable by human beings. So we can kind of imagine where this is going.
Yeah. I feel really cute right now because I was really excited about the new rice cooker that I bought today.
Yeah.
And it's not even IoT. It just makes rice. And we're talking about all these crazy technologies in 2019, and I'm buying this like...
What is it, like an old school?
No, it's you see the one next to the microwave?
Oh, that looks pretty sophisticated.
The new shiny one, yes. I'm so excited about it.
There's no IoT, though?
No.
No one can hack your rice cooker?
No, thank God. No, but I'm feeling pretty cute right now.
Yeah.
Tsugi.
Well, there's one last thing. Well, you know, the we've talked about this a couple of times, but the whole hyper-reality thing. So once they build the augmented reality overlay onto real reality using this, you know, the wedge of augmented reality Google Maps, then when you're walking down the street, you're going to start to see, you know, all these stores and all these, it could even like pop up like specific products inside of each of these stores. It could even show you the reviews for that product within this store. And that product could be based on your personal tastes and what you're interested in or whatever.
Right.
And so we're really only just a couple steps away from that sort of AR hyper-reality world where, you know, you have to close pop-ups on the backs of your eyelids.
Yikes.
According to a report by ZDNet, the Russian government plans to conduct an experiment isolating the Russian internet space from the rest of the world. The experiment is intended to inform the crafting of a draft law called the Digital Economy National Program, part of which would mandate that Russian ISPs restructure the Russian internet, or RUNET, so that it is routed through data exchange points managed by the Russian Federal Service for Supervision of Communications, Information Technology, and Mass Media, also known as Roskomnadzor. Supporters of the law suggest that such changes would help ensure the security of the Russian internet in the event of foreign cyber attacks. Critics, including human rights groups, have suggested that such legislation threatens internet freedom. The experiment is expected to take place before April 1st, the deadline for submitting amendments to the law.
GDNet によるとロシア政府は国内のインターネットを世界から切り離す実験を行う計画を立てています。この実験はデジタルエコノミーナショナルプログラムと呼ばれる法律の草案に関連するもので、草案ではロシア国内の ISP はインターネットをすべてロスコムナゾールと呼ばれる政府機関を経由して提供することを義務付けています。法案の支持者はこの法律によって海外からのサイバー攻撃から国内のネット環境を守ることができると主張していますが、人権団体を含む反対派はこの法案はインターネットの自由を脅かすものであると批判しています。この実験は法案の修正案の提出期限である4月1日までの間に行われると見られています。ちょうど今週あの韓国で海外のポルノサイトをブロッキングするっていうのが可決されて、
oh, really?
すごい話題になってるけど、
huh.
まあ良くないトレンドだよねこういうのは。
Are they only blocking pornography?
Foreign porn sites, I think.
Foreign? So domestic pornography is A-okay?
I would think so. They were calling it like toxic websites.
Huh. I've heard nothing about this.
Ah, yeah? すごい話題になってるよ、今。
I might have noticed if I was in Korea, but...
アダルトサイトなどの海外有害サイト895箇所をブロッキング。そこにコネクトしようとすると画面が見えなくなる。
How much does that hurt the Japanese economy?
Probably a lot. I don't know. But, そうね、ブロッキング。
This is definitely a trend. I mean, I think China, I don't know if they were one of the first, but they've definitely been the, more, the most forceful with their restrictions of the internet. You know, they have the great firewall of China, or I guess they call it the Golden Shield.
ね、その、まあ、政府が何のためにあるのかっていうのを考えると、あんまりこういう決断にはならないんじゃないかというの私は思うけど、まあ、それは民主主義的な考えであって、
うん、
まあその有害かどうかっていうのを誰がじゃあ決めるのかっていう話じゃん、
うん、
だからまあロシアの場合はね、全部を切り離すっていうのはすごいけどね。
Well, I mean, they're talking about it. We don't know exactly what's going to happen,、but we know what their tentative plans are, and they certainly plan on conducting this experiment.、Russia is not, they're not just talking about, you know, like,、so initially the concerns surrounding cyber warfare or cyber attacks or vulnerabilities on the internet was mostly with regard to a hacker hijacking, you know, street lights or like power grids or that sort of thing. And certainly, you know, that's what they're explicitly voicing their concerns about.
Mm.
But more and more, this isn't about people hacking your systems and, you know, setting nuclear reactors off. It's more about censorship and ideological warfare and propagandizing and it's, you know, they're using one reason. I mean, would this be effective in protecting their country against sort of that traditional type of cyber warfare? Perhaps. Maybe. I'm not an expert, but experts seem to think that, you know, it could help. I don't think it would make you impervious to that sort of attack.
Right.
But a lot of people seem to think that, you know, it's mostly a cover for this kind of censorship and information policing. That is increasingly pursued by governments. China is a great example. I guess South Korea is now also a fantastic example.
Yeah.
There are violations, similar violations of, you know, individual sovereignty by the United States government. I don't know if you remember, but Snowden in his leaks revealed Project Prism. Do you remember Prism?
Yeah.
There was Prism, and, you know, they would just use those FISA warrants to get your personal internet communications from internet companies like Google. And then they had another program called Muscular, where they didn't even need the warrants because they're doing it on private citizens living in foreign countries. You know, and that's been done by the NSA, I think, since 2008. I think they're still doing it. I don't know. But they're not cutting the United States off from the internet. They're just monitoring private citizens, otherwise encrypted communication.
まあ日本もね、 T ポイントカードの話とか、まあ、漫画村の話からのブロッキングの話とかいろいろあったけど、まあ怖いのはこういう、なんだろう、持ってる自由っていうのを、自由なうちはあんまりこう分かってない場合が多いんだよね。どれだけそれが自由かどうかっていう、それがなくなって初めて、あ、自由じゃないなって分かるわけなんだけど、その頃にはもう手遅れで、自由を一回手放しちゃうと、それを取り返すのって本当に大変なことだから、だからこうきちんと国民が、あの政府の動向に注目して、どう、何をしようとしているのか、何から何を守ろうとしているのかとかを あの、まあ、ある意味監視してないといけないんだけど。
It's very tricky though because sometimes you think you're freer than you are. And I think we do have major forces, you know, just brainwashing the masses in one direction or another. And people, you know, turn on the television and have their opinions assigned to them. And then there's some set of interlocking, you know, ideological stances that are, you know, they're all perfectly compatible with each other and completely incompatible with anything else. It just doesn't make any sense. The politics of the world is really what's going to do us in. Not real problems, but, you know, just pure, you know, the power without merit.
Yeah.
Political battle for people's minds, I think is, I mean, that's probably what the Russian government is afraid of to some extent too. You know, how do you defend your populace against brainwashing without brainwashing? I mean, right. As soon as you do that, you're engaged in some sort of a state level propagandizing. Mm. So it's I don't know how the world is going to navigate its way through this. I would hope for the internet to win. So the internet doesn't have borders. It doesn't have boundaries. It doesn't. It's the epitome of everything that's not nationalism, that's not protectionism. You know, it's openness. But we can't get to an open world physically until we can get to an open world ideologically or...
Right.
We need to get to a place where we're all, you know, understand each other well enough to not invoke physical violence.
Yeah.
And I think when we, to the extent that countries island themselves or their own populations, then it will regress in towards a violent physical conflict oriented posture. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, まあ日本もそうだけどこういうトレンドがあるから。
Is it a trend?
It is alarming.
We can call it a trend at this point. The internet is pinching itself off in parts and
it's just, I mean,
balkanizing.
なんかそのまあトレンドでしょうね。
So how does that,
it's like
where does
a
that
chain
go?
Of event. Here and there.
Where do you think that goes?
I don't know. だから日本みたいなのが一番ちょっとね、まあ一番ではないけど、なんかこう怖いのは、あの、どっちにも触れられるじゃん、日本って。
うん。
そこがだからどうなるかあんまりこう予測できないから、怖いんだよね。そのブロッキングの話もこう急に出てくるみたいな。うん、何かがあってこう急にそっちに触れちゃうみたいな。まああれは、実際実現しなそうだけど。
Do you think the government is sort of reactionary in that sense, where something?
Oh yeah, I mean it's always like that. But
do you think the people are naive enough to allow the government to, on the face of it, act in the people's interest to protect them from something, blah blah blah? But it's actually this lockdown, you know, propagandizing.
Well, I feel like that there's a major gap between. なんだろう、一般の普通の市民が考えてることと、うん、実際に決めてる人たちの頭の中が、
うん、
あまりにもギャップがあるからこう
Why do we elect people who have such a big gap with what we're thinking?
I don't know, but I mean our cybersecurity minister admitted that he had never touched a computer before, right?
But
so
a
I
lot
mean
of these people
if
are just,
that's the case then of course
they're just appointed people. Right. I mean, that's not.
Yeah,
he wasn't elected.
But he's the one that's responsible for our cyber attack measures and everything, and he doesn't even use the computer. So how could he know what's going on? So I mean, 普通の企業だったらありえないことが政府だと、まあ、簡単に起きているわけで、まあ、誰を任命するかもそうだし、誰が何 take charge してるかもそうだし、どれぐらい知識があってその仕事してるのかもそうだし、まあ、単純に国会とか見ててもヤジとかさ、まあね、永久にやってるけど、それも普通の企業だったら絶対にありえないわけじゃん。
うん、
とかどうでもいいことを何時間も議論して何も話進まないとか。
Do you think the Japanese government is bloated and just what's your overall sense of the Japanese government? Is it just filled with a bunch of corrupt, just bloated?
It's just the imbalance, right? I mean, one party, this one party system, basically.
Well, it's
going on for too long, and you know,
is it even a system?
Well, it's officially it's not, but basically it is. And
well, didn't they change the Minshito to the what is it? What was it called?
What? Rikken Minshito?
No, there's some new party now.
Well, there are many new parties, but like, なんだろうね、まあその。And each of them, they all have like agenda and.
Mm. It's like you have to stand for something, right? I think the way we deal with information and we're so like the public is very reactionary at this stage. Not even. There's so many problems with the information networks that the public uses that is just completely, I think, distorting what the overall public response would be.
And I think for better or worse, people here are naturally obedient to the men or like the government and the company and school and that kind of stuff, right? So, なんかそれでいい時もあるけど、やっぱり良くない時もいっぱいあって。だからこう、まあだから一党独裁みたいなことにもなりやすいわけじゃん。まあずっとやってるところに、まあその電通とか博報堂がここまで力あるのも同じようなことで、結局他のところに頼むとちょっと怖いから、まあとりあえず電通にしておこうとかさ。そのアティチュードがやっぱりあるから。So, I don't know where this is going, but
what would you do if the Japanese government started talking about, you know, Chinese style?
We'll move to the States.
Well, America is getting really, really weird. I'm not as afraid as the government as much as I am. You know, some of these corporations in the United States are just the way that they're interacting with people. It just seems insane. I mean, over politics. I mean, we have major corporations like closing people's, like banning people from Patreon and close, like banks are now banning people. It's gotten extremely irrational.
But I feel like, I mean, America has tons of issues too, but at least you can sue the government in the States and you could.
Not really.
You could win.
Not really.
Like here, it's impossible. Like if you like, なんだろうその
意見とか。You just end up in a Carlos Ghosn type situation.
Just like, なんだろうね、その human rights の側から何かを主張しようとしたら、まあアメリカの方がやりやすいじゃん。Like the kids who were suing the government for not doing enough about the climate change and stuff, you know, like there's actually a chance if you did that in the States, but here it's just impossible.
Well, maybe because if you go viral and it's
because the government and the court system is way too close.
There are a lot of problems in the States.
It's actually not separate. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And depending on which state you're in, it can be extremely unforgiving.
Right.
And there's just different, I don't know.
As long as, for me, as long as there's like freedom of speech and, you know, なんかその、
I don't know if
censorship
there is.
とかを
I don't know if there is. People are just getting, it's out of control. It's so far, the whole freedom of speech thing has gone so far, it's out of control. And the discussion has become, I don't even know.
Well, I mean, as long as it is a right that is promised with the Constitution. Mm-hmm. I mean, here.
But people are against free speech. A lot of people are against the First Amendment in the United States now. And a lot of people do not support free speech. Or at least some people, you know, kind of walk this line saying, you know, I support the amendment, but, you know, this is a private corporation, so they can influence however you want. And then we have major platforms like Twitter, which kind of behave like a public square and declare themselves as a public square. And the CEO says, you know, everyone, you know, it's a human right to be on there. But then we have people that are removed for completely inane, stupid reasons.
Right.
Including some fairly high profile, you know, valuable people who have important things to say.
Right.
And it's gone on and on. And like the whole Kevin Hart thing, it's just gotten a little out of control.
Well, I mean, here the current party is trying to make the freedom of speech like conditional in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Which is not acceptable in my opinion. So
they've already banned, you know, criminalized certain types of speech in Japan. They've already done that. I won't say what kind, but you can Google it.
Well, it's like, anyway, I just, まあどこも完璧な国なんてないし、もう問題が山積みなんだけど、ただその、
I don't know if、
やっぱり自分たちが持ってる自由っていうのはさっきも言ったけど、acknowledge しなきゃいけないし、それを大事にしないと、後で本当に、手遅れになっちゃうから。
Yeah, and this is including things that are absolutely the most offensive things. You know, it's so important for people that have bad ideas to be able to approach society with their bad ideas and be corrected, not redirected to some dark pocket cult somewhere or some, you know, we want everyone to be, it's the same problem. We have companies that are excluding people who are then going off and starting, you know, these spin-off things. And this is literally the balkanization of epistemology. This is literally people are going to be insulated from each other's realities more and more. As we establish more bubbles, more people will be unable to understand other people's points of view.
Yeah, I'm actually seeing a good trend here in how to talk to anti-vaxxers. There's like a rise of it here as well, unfortunately. But like, instead of, you know, talking shit about each other or like being really hostile against each other, そのどういうふうに、例えば知り合いの人が anti-vaxxer だった時にどういうふうに話せばいいかみたいな、あのこうなんてバカにするとか、こう見下してこう何やってんのバカじゃないのとかって言っちゃうと、もう逆のエフェクトが得られちゃうから、そういう時にどうしたらいいかみたいなのを結構ディスカスしてるのをツイッターとかで最近よく見る。だからちゃんとこうお互い話し合って、まあ話し合っても分かってくれない人もいるんだけど、でもこうなんか頭ごなしにこう言ってもしょうがないから。
People don't even slightly try. They're just like, wow, you're a fucking idiot. You know, this is just how people
But that's are. That's the trend that I'm seeing now, that is, which is the opposite of what you're saying.
Yeah, I hope so.
And I think that's great, and I think that's how it should be. So,
but, you know,
like, one of my best friends almost became anti-vaxxer recently, and she was asking me questions, and I was surprised, you know, because it's, I didn't really think that, you know, there will be this day, but it did come, and I just talked to her 普通に, and then she talked to me 普通に, and then she was convinced, and it was good, but
you have to have this willingness. So like, you have to be willing to put yourself in a position where you might have your mind changed, and it's a scary thing. You know, I think some people avoid that, and they they deflect the conversation to protect, you know, their bad ideas. But not just on the vaccine topic, but on a lot of things, people are so judgmental and so hateful. And we see these massive mobs on Twitter of people just absolutely obliterating people, these outrage mobs, and no one in the entire mob is saying the right thing. You don't want to destroy these people that disagree with you. You want to convert them to be on your side, not you know. It's, I don't know why we consistently devolve into that.
It is pretty difficult to talk to a complete stranger over text to begin with, which is, and it's limited to 140 characters. You know, so, and especially if the other person, the stranger, is already provoked and, you know, swearing at you and stuff. So it is definitely difficult. But I want to point out that I do see a lot of people who are, you know, staying calm and polite. And it's a trend on the Japanese Twitter. I don't know. But
Japanese Twitter's
way better. People who are really, really polite and calm, and なんか最初にちょっとアタック仕掛けても相手がポライトに返してきてるから、あ、なんかさっきはすいませんでしたみたいな感じで、なんかすごい、なんだろうね、状況が一気にこうフーンってピースフルになっている様子を結構最近よく見ていて、日本語のツイッターだと、だから、あ、みんな偉いね偉いねっていうか上手にやってるなって思うけど、
And that'sThat tends to go well on non-political or apolitical subjects. But on political topics, that's just not really a thing.
I don't know if it's the keigo culture here or what, but...
ただそれがやっぱり日本人にしか読めないから、なんだろう、その他のコミュニティにそれが飛び火して、いい風になるっていうのはありえないのがちょっともったいないんだけど。
So you think there's some upside to the insulated nature of the Japanese internet through the linguistic barrier? You know, there's a kind of a cultural cohesion there that just doesn't exist with the internet in English at all.
まあ、right? まあ、doesn't exist まではいかないけど、日本語で見る方がそういう場面をによく出くわす。喧嘩しかけたけど、どちらかがこう礼儀正しくきちんと、あとはそのまあセマンティックの問題だったりするわけじゃん。言い方の問題とか、そのどっちかが勘違いしてるとか、こうなんか悪い風に取ってるとか。そういうつもりじゃないんだけど、なんかこう誤解してるだけとかの子供よくあるから、それがこううまく理解し合って、ああそういうことだったんですね、すいませんみたいな感じで、なんかこう謝り合っていい感じになってるっていうのはよく見る。それがさっきも言ったように敬語があるからこうもうちょっとマイルドに話せるっていうことなのか、そもそもなんかメンタリティの問題なのかよくわからないけど。
You think keigo is going away?
No.
Really?
It's totally there.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone, young people's keigo is shit, right?
But not in like the business world. It's totally there.
Well,
I don't think it'll go away.
I've met people who don't use keigo and they make fun of me if I use keigo and...there are young Japanese people who are just anti-keigo. They'll never use it.
Yeah, but once they start working, they will have to. So, you know. and in a way, it helps.
I don't know if that's true. It depends what you're doing. There's a lot of work where you don't need to use it.
Yeah, like what?
Dappa.
いや、ラッパーも多分ね、レコード会社の社長とかには敬語使ってると思うよ。
No.
さすがに。
You gotta be real.
ラッパーぐらいでしょ、でも逆に言うと。あとみんな使ってるでしょ。で、便利だからね、実は。すごく。その相手との距離感を考えなくていいから、逆に。敬語があることによって。だ逆にこう、使い方によっては、いい具合に突き放すこともできるわけじゃん。いや、ここまでは来ないでほしいっていうのを。敬語がないとそれできないからね。
So what do you think happens and what has been happening to everyone that doesn't have access to 敬語 in their native language? What sort of disorganized social farce is occurring?
I don't know, but I'm just thinking about this incident that I've shared with people about this one time my German colleague tried to come on to me inappropriately, and it might have helped if I was talking to him in Japanese and I would continue using 敬語 and sounded pretty cold, you know, instead of 普通に英語でなんか結構仲いい感じみたいな。Then I could have shown to him that, you know, we're not close, without saying anything, but by how I say things.
Do you think maybe you haven't developed that sort of standoffish way of speaking in English?
Yeah, because I could do that to my boyfriends and stuff if I wanted to, but
that's different.
But that's not... No, it's just like... I don't know. I mean, I've never had this experiment before. But... まあでも結局敬語は結構ね、便利だと思う。めっちゃ泣いてる。今日もね、母に見てもらってるから。最近ちょっとね、あれなんだよね。人見知りというか、始まっちゃった。
Yeah.
で慣れてる人だったら機嫌いい時は大丈夫なんだけど、眠くなってきたりお腹空いてきたりするとなんかママじゃないと嫌だみたいな感じになっちゃう。
Have you tried like a mirror test on him? What's the mirror test?
What's a mirror test?
Like the mark test?
Ah.
You know, they like put a little X on your forehead or something.
Right,
put you
right,
in front of the mirror.
Right.
To see if you can.
I haven't done that, but I think he recognizes himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like really early on.
I think humans take a little while to get there.
Maybe I'll do that this weekend then.
But like some university in Osaka.
Ah, yeah, sakana no yasu.
And I guess it passed.
Yeah. じゃあやってみるわ。
How can a fish pass that test?
And maybe my baby can't, so we'll see. 文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題プランも継続中です。バイリンガルニュース .jp のウェブサイトでストアもありますので、ぜひ見てみてください。
マグ。
新しいマグカップ追加されています。めっちゃイケてるデザインなんで、マイケルが考えたやつ。ぜひぜひ。
One has the timeline of the universe.
Yep.
Including the future.
Yep.
And the other one has...
猫星人。
猫星人 and 日食。
Yep. 次のね、日食のスケジュール書いてるやつ。Yeah. いや、うちでも使ってるよ。めっちゃ可愛い。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。